Welcome to the Swirl and Sip podcast, where we keep it real, talking about womanhood, parenthood, and marriage. I'm your host, Sasha.
And I'm Sheree. And if this is your first time tuning into us, this is what you need to know about us. We're wives, we're boy moms, and we love wine, though we're not experts. This is Life Uncensored.
So get your wine glasses and your favorite bottle and get ready for today's episode. So we like to start each episode, of course, with what we are sipping on. And we are drinking, this wine was actually sent to us by a family friend of mine. She works at this winery. It's called Good Luck Cellars. And it is at...
Thank you, friend.
What is...
Okay. Kilmarnock.
We're going to go with that. It's K-I-L-M-A-R. N-O-C-K. It's a country place of Virginia.
So you know what? I look at it. If I can pronounce Tappahannock, thank you, Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Kilmarnock.
Okay, we're going to go with that. But it's in Kilmarnock, Virginia. It's a family-run estate winery. They have a tasting room. It sits on 20 acres. They have a 3,000-square-foot wraparound porch. But I actually think that it got messed up during a recent tornado.
Yeah, I didn't know, like, when we get to the place of tornadoes. No, thank you.
But it actually is really nice. I've seen pictures. It has, like, a fireplace and, yeah.
I just want to go outside of tornado season. I don't do natural disasters.
So we are drinking, she actually sent us three different wines. So you're going to hear us talk about it two more times. But the one that we are sipping on today is called Their Inheritage. It's a 2015 blend, and it has, so according to the website, it's one of their top selling reds, and it's an award-winning red that they have. It is a classic blend of a Cab Sav, a Cab Franc, and then Merlot. And it has a smoky cherry and black pepper are apparent on the nose, and then it has the palate, and the palate is followed by a silky finish.
Sorry, no, the black pepper is apparent on my throat. Okay, it's just that it keeps biting me in the back of my throat. Shut up, don't say it.
You said though it is a little watery, like it's not a
It's light. It's the word,
it's not
the
like
phrases.
A full body.
Yeah, it's light body. This yeah. is very very light.
But
on
you
the
can
palate.
Tell when you look at it. It's not.
Yes, hold on. We know how to do this.
Swirl and
it
sip.
It does not have any legs. Mm-mm. No, it has no legs. This is definitely a legless.
Yeah, it's and it. It's
legs. Okay, as our guest, because we have to.
He's looking real confused.
Looking so confused. If you do
when
this,
you swirl and what it's
yeah,
called.
I did know that. Yeah. I do that with my alcohol.
No. He looked confused. You ain't see his face.
No, I was more confused because you said it has no legs and it's legless, and I was just like,
I thought Legolas from like Lord of the Rings.
That I'm. Go ahead, continue for the. For
before
the
we introduce our guest, I will say that the wine is. It's not a bad wine. Like it's a good sipping wine, but we can't give it our stamp of approval because it's only 11.9%. And
I mean,
you know,
it's nice. It's getting there. I mean, it's close. It's getting there, but
it's a 13.5 is the cutoff for the Sasha and Sheree approved wine.
Definitely. So is that like the SAT standard of 200 points?
Yes.
Automatically? You got to have 13 and a half. Cool.
Write your name on your bottle and like it's it, at you at that's it you're good.
Okay. Yeah, like at minimum if you're 13.5.
We done had some 14% trust.
We had a 15% I think this season.
Did.
Yeah,
I think you did. Yeah.
So those two voices that you hear, those are our guests today. And that's because we are doing a special episode of Ask a Husband.
Ask some husbands.
Yes, ask some husbands. It's not my husband. Sheree's husband is here. So I'm going to call him Brandon this one time. And then you will hear me call him Cyrus the entire rest of the time.
She can't help. That's what he's known as.
It's not even known. No,
I'm not. So when you were, when Cyrus was on an episode last season, I did actually attempt to call you Brandon.
She did.
For like a solid, like 2 minutes.
And then it felt weird for her.
It did. It was very.
It felt weird for me. I'm the only one who calls him Brandon. Like from the beginning, I realized that. It's okay.
I went to Cyrus's wedding and I asked for Cyrus and his whole family was like, who?
Which one?
I also call him Cyrus.
And so that other voice that you hear is also someone that you've heard before. That is Rajesh.
Hey, everybody.
And he was on our episode last season with his wife, Ashley. They actually talked on our Brown Love episode. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to do an Ask the Husbands episode because we talk so much about marriage and relationships and love and all of that good stuff. And we wanted to ask like men's opinion.
I mean, we recognize that we are women. And so our opinion is
One-sided.
Even though we may have insight into the other, but there's nothing better than asking the source.
So welcome. Thank you.
Hi.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
You know, I'm glad to be here.
They're doing better at this voice thing because they were trying to drop their voice down, you know, make themselves sound all
quiet
love, doctor.
Storm.
You're here now in the Quiet Storm
hour. See, there we go.
See, that's them. Yes. Their voices are not that deep. I've known them for...
Not even yelling at children is their voice that deep.
No, it's actually funny when you yell at your son. I'm not going
to
lie.
She's talking to Cyrus, not Rajesh.
Because you have a daughter. I haven't heard you. And I doubt that you have yelled at her yet, probably.
I haven't.
My son is a match of my personality. We're just a lot. We're
yeah.
a lot.
Well, yeah. No, that's...
I mean, he's definitely our child.
He looks like you,
yeah,
but acts just like Cyrus.
And that's exactly the opposite of what I asked for. Lord, I don't know why.
Were you specific?
I was very specific. I was like, I understand there's going to be some of my features. I knew the forehead was coming through. I knew that with that forehead game was coming through strong. But everything else, I wanted him to have his eyelashes because, you know, men in their
you do have nice
eyelashes. Yeah, they be curly.
Men always have long eyelashes, and y'all don't appreciate them.
I asked specifically. I just want him to act like me because I knew I wasn't going to survive in a house with him.
I just wanted a girl because I did not want another me, and I didn't get.
Before we even get into the real questions,
be fair, I had a girl and she's everything of me.
Okay, so it wouldn't.
I was going to say, do you think that it's better to have your son with your personality or a daughter?
With my personality?
No, a daughter. Just in general.
Like, a girl or you?
Because I guarantee Rajesh's daughter is just turned a year. And you are all the way wrapped around her.
Yeah. Yes, I am wrapped around her little...
little teensy baby finger.
Yeah.
So would you rather have that or your son's personality?
I don't know. Because I can deal with his personality because I understand it.
Now, no, he can't.
No, now making the rest of the world understand it is different. I can't translate it. That's what we do. Yeah. But I just wanted a girl because, you know, the tea parties and all those things.
Oh, you wanted to do those things?
I am looking forward to the tea parties.
Like, he really is a sensitive soul. I can't use the S word that often, so I'm going to get away with it this one time. Sensitive, yes. He is a very sensitive and soft soul. There we go.
But then, you know, because I was like, oh, I want a boy. Then it was a couple of weeks. Oh, I want a girl. I want to do tea parties and all those things. And then when we found out it was a boy, I was like, okay, well, it is what it is.
And also during that time, just to let you know, we also found out that it was a boy with his personality because he refused to show his face. And when the lady tried to turn him, he kicked me for the first time. Like,
he was like, no.
So I knew then that the strong-headedness that we have now, I should have known then because they were like, show your face. Nah. We went back twice. The doctor, nah. And then, like, they tried to move him. And it was like, oh, I said, hold on. He kicked me. And I just want you to know that was the first time he ever did that.
I think Stokely is... so much of just me and Richard. Like, it's hard to tell whose personality he has because I think Richard and I's personality is so similar.
I think he's definitely your perfect like blend because he's chill.
He is.
Like, both of y'all are chill. I think that he's more like Richard in personality because he's way more chill
than me.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's a lot.
Well, yeah, no, we're just two of the most probably laid back individuals until we get riled up about something. Stokely hasn't gotten to a place where anything has really riled him up yet, so that'll be interesting. That's why
we already knew that Brendan was our child because, you know, he was partying in utero.
He went to
a fight party at 1 month old. No judgment. I needed to get out the house. It was safe. This was pre-pandemic. And
well,
everything was fine.
So the reason why, like I said, that Cyrus and Rajesh are on the show today is because we wanted to have a male perspective to some of the things that we talk about. And so one of the questions that I wanted to start off with is, we've talked about this before. We all have obviously been in our relationships forever.
Like over 10 years. Let's just go up.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
So we did the math. We actually did the math. And so... both of y'all have been together for about 13 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And were together before being married for 7-ish years.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And both of y'all, they got married a month apart.
Yep.
So been married 5 years.
Yep.
And
yes.
Richard and I, of course, I've talked about this many a times.
We're breaking 2 decades now.
Yeah, we're almost at the 2-decade mark. Rich and I have been together. So before we got married, we were together for as long as y'all have been together. We were together for 13 years before we got married. We've been married 4 years. Mm-hmm. And so one of the questions that I want to talk about, because I've seen this a lot, is that it seems that men of color will stay in a relationship
forever,
but struggle to like take the step of marriage. And whereas white men, I think, like they're like 6 months in, I know that you're the one.
No more than 2 years.
Like, yeah.
Like the average is like, what, 2 to 3 years?
Yeah. So yeah. Average 2 to 3 years. And then like, yeah, like let's get married. So why is it that you think it takes so long for men of color to decide? And I'm saying men of color, because Cyrus is black, but Rajesh is not. Rajesh is like on the same wavelength as me. So we're just of color folk. We're brown. We're brown folks.
Yeah. Brown.
Black
brown.
And brown. See?
Black, so, and brown. Black and brown.
So why do you think it takes so long for men of color to finally like decide, like even if you've been with your girl 7, 8, 9, yeah, a decade plus, to finally, okay, I probably should marry her?
Or what are y'all thoughts on that? Because it looks like y'all have thoughts. You can like you well, can no, say you can say it's not true if you think it's
no,
not
no, no,
true.
I was going to say because she said, you know, 7, 8, 9 decade. You know, I just thought, you know what? I'm about to do right by her. You know, I'm about to do right. That's what I thought of.
That's exactly what it feels like.
About that time.
But that's what it feels like on the R end.
She held me down through, you know.
Yeah, it's about that time. Yeah, you know, I got to do
she
right.
She make an honest woman out of her now.
That's what I thought of.
But why do you think it's, because I think from a woman's perspective, it does feel like that. Like, yeah, it does, sometimes it can feel like they've probably, like, they got their boys or their family or their girl who is like, okay, it's coming on 8, 9, 10 years. Like, is this gonna move past this ever? Like, what are we doing here?
Well, for me, I met Ashley when I was 21 and 22 years old. It was my senior year of college. And I knew then, since I was a senior, I was just not looking for a serious relationship in general. I was about to graduate and I was going to move on with my career, probably move to another city or, you know, whatever it be. There was a lot of variables in my life and I wanted to figure that out. I wanted to, you know, live on my own. I wanted to start my career. And I felt like a relationship would probably like tie me down in ways that I didn't want to have. And then I guess during we were married or we were dating for seven years ish before I proposed. And so like in those 7 years, like I moved to Chicago. So we had like a long distance relationship, but I moved particularly for my career. So like I had very career oriented goals. I knew I wanted to live by myself. And if I got married, I'm obviously not going to be living by myself. And that was something that I really wanted to do.
Yeah, that was definitely Richard too. Like, I think he low-key resented the fact that, because I got my first house. I was 22 when I bought the first house. And
that means she, for those new listeners, she's in her second house?
Well, because we've talked about this. We've talked about this.
Okay. I mean, I'm just going to say that probably for most of this season.
But I got my first house when I was 22, and I had told him at the time I wanted to buy that house with him.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to. He said he wasn't ready for it. And yeah, so I was like, well, I'm going to do this anyway, because like from a financial standpoint, it makes sense to buy this house. And he moved in, but he always had wanted to live on his own. And yeah, like when we broke up for that year, one of the things that came up was like, well, you knew I wanted to be by myself for, like, I wanted to be living on my own for a while. Because, and I think it was because of that, he wanted to be able to like I can pay a bill.
So did he like feel like he had to move in with you?
I'm almost positive he has felt like he's had to do a lot of shit in our relationship because of me.
Because I was like, the reason I said it, I was like, I mean, like, you got a house. What stopped him from still getting
no, oh, this? I can tell you, no, it was definitely me because, okay, like, no, that was definitely me.
I love your honesty. No. I was just like, huh?
No, that was definitely me because I was very much like, well, I don't understand why you would want to live on your own when you can just live here. Like, why do you want to waste your money?
And for me, I guess that living on my own also came with the freedom of my career because my career, I don't have a 9-to-5 job. I don't go to the same
Rajesh
job place.
Rajesh is famous.
No, I'm... I'm not famous.
He works on TV.
I work in TV production, yes.
And movies.
And movies.
He's on stuff, like, y'all.
Yeah, and so that requires a little bit of travel. And
a lot of bit.
A lot of travel. And so I feel like, you know, if I was in a house with somebody else, and then I would have to explain why I'm going to be gone for 3 months, or why I'm going to be gone for 9 weeks, or, you know, X, Y, and Z.
Nine weeks.
Specific. That was very specific, yes. Because I was, or I mean, side note, I was gone for 9 weeks.
He was gone for 9 weeks when their baby was born.
When my baby was pretty fresh out of the womb. And I mean, I had to make those. I had to pay the bills, too. No, but when I was living in Chicago, I spent 3 years living with my brother. He helped me out. And then I moved and I was living 4 years on my own. And in those 4 years, I was hardly ever at my place. I think I was.
Well, that's because you were doing a lot of like cross country stuff.
Literally, I think in those 4 years, I was probably living in my apartment for about a year and a half. Still
total. Like
in those 4 years.
In it. Yeah. Wow.
So if I was gone literally for 3.5 years, and I was living by myself, like, I can't only imagine how that would have been with a wife or a kid or married.
Yeah,
like,
no, I didn't have that to definitely myself. Wouldn't have flown. I can just tell you that.
Yeah, and so that gave me a little bit of freedom, and that definitely jump-started my career. I feel like that is something.
That's why you get to be famous now?
That's why I could be famous now.
So what you did was you didn't sacrifice your career.
Correct.
For the moment.
Correct.
Because you would have had to do
and
that.
Yes, and then during that time, because my wife is also 2 years younger than me, during that time, she was still in school. She was still, I was still promoting her, getting her education, and starting her career, because that's something that I would not have wanted somebody to hinder.
Like,
myself.
You ain't want her coming back and be like, well, I didn't do X,
exactly.
Y, and Z.
I got married, and now look at me.
Exactly. So, like, I wouldn't want to be defined by my marriage, and I wouldn't want her to be defined by her marriage. So, she's an independent person, I'm an independent person, and we're independent together.
So, you feel like you got your shit together before you got married?
Yeah, I do feel like that, yes.
Whereas I know, because you and I, Cyrus and I remember having conversations with you. Like, what are you doing? Like, are you going to marry her? Like,
yes.
Let
yes.
me just tell you, Sasha wrote for me. This is why, like, this is why Brandon feels like Sasha's my friend sometimes.
Yeah, she's
more,
no
even
longer
though
my
she,
friend.
I am.
She talks to me about like being nice to you and everything.
I do. I want you to know. I also ride for you as hard as I ride for her. Because I'd be like, don't be treating Cyrus like that. Don't do that to my friend.
So she just doesn't listen. Okay, cool.
No, I listen. I just be like, you know who he is.
The same conversations I had with you when I'd be like, oh, Sheree XYZ. Cyrus is XYZ. Don't be doing that to my friend.
Exactly.
Like,
but you know, you did make a point. Like, you what is your like take on?
Like you
everything?
Said, he wanted career checkoffs. I wanted, I guess, lifestyle, because we met in
our senior year.
Both of y'all met senior year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
However, I spent a little extra time because I was getting a second degree.
He decided to add another degree his junior year, like, you know, the crazy person that he is. So he added a whole nother coursework.
Because Cyrus actually, and I say this every time, Cyrus is actually really smart. And y'all are probably like, damn, Sasha's a fucked up friend, because she's saying it like with surprise.
Okay, no, this is the thing.
You know, he has 2 degrees.
In engineering.
Like, 2 different types of engineering.
What is it, computer and
computer engineering and electrical engineering.
Like, who does that?
The difference is, I'm a fool, so therefore, people like, say that all the time.
Like, he's an educated fool with money on his mind. Like,
yeah.
Coolio.
I'm a very eclectic person. Anyway, so for me, like, when I met Sheree and we first started, I was like, oh, yeah, she's the one. Because she's the only girl ever.
Oh, look, he said she knew that she was the one.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
She's the only girl I ever came home, met my family, met my parents, and all of that. So, kind of with that, she graduated. She went to get her master's. We was a long-distance relationship, about a year and some change, two. Then I got moved back home. Then, like, 6 months later, she moved back home. I just started a career. So, by that time, I was like, We did that college dating, but now we in the adult.
Because y'all was a little different, though, because the beginning of y'all's relationship was apart.
Yes.
For the most of it.
Like, we basically, I say it, we started our relationship, and then within a year, because I graduated in December, so I had almost a year of us, like, being together. We had a year of us being together. I went to New York. He's still in North Carolina. I did my entire degree, 2-year program, and then I worked a little bit there. Moved home just at the same time that he was moving home. And he even asked me the question of like, if I was to get a job in, and I remember he said, Iowa, I promise you. And I quote, if I was to get a job in Iowa, would you move there with me? And I remember being in New York and I said,
like, no.
I said, no. Number one, I need hardware for that. Hardware that I have on my finger now. Hardware. I was like, it needs to be a ring. Let me be more clear when I say hardware.
And when I said, when she said that, I was like, well, Iowa is out of the decision making.
Yeah, I was like, I mean, you could definitely do that.
I want to know why Iowa was ever in the decision.
Because they flew him out because he got flewed out.
Oh.
Okay.
Never said he got flewed out, though?
He got flewed out.
They flew me out. They paid for everything. Yeah. They paid for things. So I was like, all right. You could woo me.
Engineers, remember, he's an engineer. They be pampering engineers.
I never knew Iowa was an option.
Oh, no. Yeah, he tried. No.
Until.
Because I would have gotten mad at you the same way I've got mad at everybody else who decided to leave me when I came home.
Yeah, she is mad at everybody that left her.
We already told you. Right?
But, you know, we were just, you know, growing up. Not.
No, y'all left me. I came home and everybody
we
was
went
gone.
To go find our careers and you had yours.
Find love.
Right out the gate.
You know, we was getting our education. Here she is. Mm-hmm. We're told trying to get jobs and everything.
But in her defense, as I got to defend her, aren't y'all here now? See?
Yeah, they came back now.
I always had the intention of coming back.
Yeah, that was what I was about to say. Coming back home was always going to be the end goal.
Yeah.
But Marcus was not. Marcus, I knew he was never coming back.
But no, and like that's, but so when it comes to like our relationship, I remember he said we have to like relearn like each other. And I remember that I agreed to a certain extent. I was like not pushing for like, oh yeah, you know what, today we need to get married. But I was just like, okay, cool. I just wanted to see progress. I was like, there was a place at a time when I was just like, I feel like we're doing the exact same thing every year. And I was just like,
No. It was the exact same thing every week. Because she, what are we doing? And I was just like, what
Richard now makes fun of me every time because he'll be like, oh, do you want to talk? Because every time before we got married, I would be like, no, we need to talk. And he's like, I never say like we need to talk now. He's like, you never want to talk to me anymore. And I was like, why? Because we were married. Like
yeah,
I got
17 years.
So what you're saying is after y'all got married, you changed.
I mean, because our talk was lit. Like it was all like we had. Every birthday, every Christmas, every holiday.
What are you doing?
Like, if it wasn't a ring, like, what do you want? Mm. Well, you know what I want. And if it's not a ring, then why are we having this conversation?
So at the point in time with your relationship, that makes sense. Like, with him, I remember just being like, I just, as he says, okay, he says that I gave him an ultimatum. I say again, I never give an ultimatum.
It was a strong suggestion.
No, it wasn't a strong suggestion because I never suggested. I literally said, I can't do this another year.
Do you think, because I have wanted to ask this, do you think that her saying that made you like piss or get off the pot? Or like, do you think that had she not given you a non-ultimatum that like you would have moved faster?
I don't think I would probably move. She gave me that. I moved right then because it was kind of one of those things that lasts. Because we've been having that same argument for that last year. And it was just like, to me, it was just like, I didn't see what the problem was.
Mm-hmm. So most men don't.
Yeah.
So I was just like.
Because I think the same way that y'all talk about, like, you have a checklist of, like, the things that y'all want to do.
Yeah.
I think women have the same thing. And it's like, well, and especially biologically speaking, you know, we have a biological clock.
That's usually
definitely starts ticking. And I want to say, like, I didn't want to have a kid early.
Yeah, it's not like I wanted to. But, like, I knew, like, what it comes down to is, like, when you know that this is who you want to be with. And we've had those conversations. Because that's what it is when we say the question about what do you mean. Like, you know you want to be married to me. You don't want anyone else.
So then why, what is stopping that, you?
So,
like,
okay,
if you know
so
you want
you
to
know,
marry me,
like,
then marry me.
Like, it's literally like, you know I want you. And like, do you want to be married? Yeah, I want to be married. You want to be married to me? Of course, you're the absolute, I've known I've wanted to marry you for
see,
6 years.
That's like 3, 4, 5 questions.
I thought we were asking the husband here.
No, but I'm saying, like the checklist in our head is a very logical based one. Mm-hmm. Like, if you already know, and you've said, both of you knew early on, like, this is the person you're going to be with.
That's
and
true.
I think Richard the same way. This isn't something that we were just talking about, like we had to figure each other out.
Okay.
So what is it that stopped?
So just like you didn't want to go to Iowa with Cyrus, I knew Ashley wasn't going to go to Chicago for me. And when I graduated, I literally applied to jobs all over the country because I just wanted to jump on whatever job opportunity that I had. And I was thinking at that time, because I was thinking more of a casual relationship and not this is the person I'm going to marry, I don't want to limit. If I got a job in L.A. and she wasn't willing to go to L.A., I'm not going to. You know, like there's not that strong commitment yet.
I understand
like,
that.
I really want to be with you, but...
Yeah, because your situation... I think, like, for me, it was more so... We have been doing this for years. And yeah. we knew, like I said, it wasn't you that I want... It wasn't that I wanted to have kids tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I knew that's where what we wanted. And mm-hmm. so it was like, okay, then, like, in my mind, kids... next house, like
that's true,
so,
because there's also a checklist, like
for women
if you
like,
but even if you even after marriage, so you get married, then you maybe have a kid, then you maybe have a house, then you yeah. and so it's like there's a long checklist after you get married that so we may not be ready for. We may want to get yes. married, but we know the next question might be kids.
So what you're saying is that it might take longer because you know that the ball gets rolling and there's no unwinding that clock.
Exactly.
Yeah, even in a serious relationship, you still don't have to make real life commitment decisions, or you people not bringing life commitment decisions to you. Like once you married, oh, when you having a kid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. There's not that many people who are like, yeah, when I want my grandbabies before I want the rent. Like most people are like, so
I think people for me were like, well, y'all been together forever. Y'all not married, so y'all just gonna have kids when you have a kid. Y'all been together long enough.
Like, and like for me, as soon as I got married, of course I got that question, when you gonna have kids? And then I was just like, so it's like instead of having a kid, we ended up buying a house first because I was like. Me personally, I'm like, I don't really want to have a kid yet now. Mm-hmm. But there had to be one of those check boxes. So I was like, well, then I'm going to just buy this house so I can avoid getting a kid for another year.
And I wanted to prepare myself financially. So once we got married, we could have a house. Because then I didn't want to do the move to apartment. Then I wanted to have a house. And then the other thing for me is that I saw my mom struggle. Because one thing I wanted to do was finish, get my master's. But I know how hard it is to work and raise a family while going back to school. And I did not want to put that pressure on Sheree being away from the house because I seen how that has happened with my mom and my dad.
Yeah.
And so that's why
And your frat, because you have had that.
Even before when I got in the frat, I didn't think I would be, I did not know I was going to be as active as I was or be.
The overachiever.
Sounds like a choice.
He is, no. This overachiever here didn't know that he was going to fully commit. He commits to everything.
This is
he
the
didn't
thing.
Know.
I understand that because I just commit. Can't help. When I see something go bad,
We were both very actively involved in our alumni association. And then he added on stuff. And I was just like, you're a committer. It's okay. You were committed to me.
So that's why I said it's one of those things where I was like, I did not. If I'm going to do that, I'm going to go, like you say, fully commit. That means I got to step away from certain things. And I wasn't prepared enough to say, yes, I'm going to do that.
I think for women, it's like, I think we're more willing to, we can do all of those things that are on your list, like together.
You're better at multitasking.
Yes.
Like why, like, I think because for us, it's not as linear. Like it doesn't have to be. A, B, C has to happen.
Yeah, gotcha.
More of like A and B can happen while we're also working on C. Mm-hmm.
That is yeah. very much true.
And I mean, and also it's naturally built in that we know we're going to take different hits because like having a baby. Mm-hmm. Luckily, me and Sasha both were in a position where we had good, okay, and really good positions at our job where it didn't take a hit to my career to have a child. I know that's a fortunate and that's a thing that's our privilege. Yeah. That's one privilege. I was able to have 3 months off, come back to work, still have everything, and not miss a beat where people have to make that decision. Women have to make that decision of like, am I going to stop? So I understand like if you want to do something.
Yeah, because like, even if you're not in that position as the man, I also want to feel like if that is the case, I want to be able to support my wife, support my family if that's not the case.
Yeah, I think women are just more conditioned to there are certain sacrifices that we have to make mm-hmm. in that, life.
That is true.
When it comes to marriage and kids and what like
and honestly,
wanting.
that is our male privilege. We have never had to think about the sacrifice.
Well, yeah, and men, you don't have to think about that. So you're like, so because women have constantly, you know, do I get married and know if I have a kid, my career is going to take a hit, or it's one or the other. Or if I have my career, I can't date.
That's true.
You know,
that's true.
If I'm fully committed to my career, then I can't date. Or I might have to sacrifice children.
Having a kid because I'm committed to my career. Whereas men have the benefit of, like, I can focus on this and it's not going to affect.
I can be 70 and have a kid.
Yeah.
Like, you probably shouldn't. But
yeah, please don't. So I know Sheree had another question, and it's based off of one of our most popular episodes. Y'all really love this episode, so I'm gonna let you ask it.
So, from our Classy Bougie Ratchet episode, the question that I have is, what are your takes or what are your thoughts on your wives and then soon mother of your children? Like, being,
is it okay if we a little bit ratchet? That's
Is it all right?
Like,
how do you feel about us being sexy? About your, like, the sexiness?
Like,
or the
am I allowed to sing WAP lyrics?
And am I allowed
be told
to dress?
I can't do that because I'm a mom now.
Or else, am I allowed to dress the way? Like, what do you feel about the way that we dress, going out and everything? Like, do you feel like there should be a toning down, a change?
There's a time and a place for everything.
that is such a PC bullshit answer, and I know he is bullshitting. I'm gonna call it.
That is a time and a place for everything. You can sing WAP lyrics now. You can sing WAP lyrics in your house, not around your child.
Okay.
I will give him that because the song is disgusting. Like,
absolutely. But what about, like, us dressing, like going out and dressing, like going out on the weekend or partying?
I would be honest. I had to evolve on this thought process because, to me, I
love his honesty. I'm not staring daggers at him, but I just want him to, like, know.
Because,
like,
to me, honesty. I do think once you become a wife and a mother, you're supposed to tone it down.
Why do you think
What does that mean and why?
Ooh. I know what that means, but why do you think that is? Because you marry your person for a reason?
And
is
you
all
did
that
like,
just supposed to stop?
No. It's more so, it has nothing to do with the person. It has to do with the people outside.
And so it's more of like a respectful thing.
Yeah, and it's not because it's respectful because they're being disrespectful. It's how the world is going to, how the world will be disrespectful. And so I just imagine my son being a preteen. He's walking with his mom. She's wearing some leggings or something just because she wants to feel comfortable going doing something simple. And there's somebody that's going to say something ratchet. And then what does he have to do? He has to defend her honor.
No, he doesn't.
Somebody has disrespected his mother. That is a glove slap to his face, and now the two people have to duel.
Take it from me. I haven't, I told you.
He does have a point in a
weird
way.
He thinks that he's back in the medieval ages. He believes in duels.
Sometimes conflicts cannot be discussed out. There has to be fisticuffs, and then have to happen.
I told you I married an 80-year-old.
Like, Richard would call, he calls me Latina Ratchet all the time.
Yes.
And, like, I've had all the colors of hair. I have the nails, like, all of that stuff.
He's told me I can't color my hair, like, purple or something because I'm 30.
No, that has nothing to do with motherhood or wife.
That's age.
Why?
At
a certain point, we can't do what we did 10 years ago.
But I didn't do it 10 years ago. I never did it.
You missed out then. Sorry, you missed the boat. You missed the boat.
So I'm going, Rajesh, what do you think?
I'm on the opposite side of the spectrum here. I mean, hey, whatever you want to do, if that makes you feel good, go ahead.
That's what I get down with right there.
Because, like, if you're going to hang out with your girls, go hang out with your girls.
Because I just think there's this idea, and I think a lot of men feel this way, is that the way that you look when mm-hmm. you're dating, mm-hmm. like, if you're wearing the tight dresses or, you know, you got your boobs all out and shit, as soon as you get married, now you got to cover that up because I don't want other men looking at that. But
I'll be the first one to let my wife walk in somewhere and then swoop on in behind her and be like, yeah, that's mine. So it's like,
Rajesh has a different dynamic. Because when his wife walked past, people don't expect Rajesh. They don't expect somebody like me. They don't expect Rajesh. So when there's Rajesh, it's like, oh, we see you.
And if I'm not there, like if she's out with the girls or whatnot, she is quick to throw that ring around, like, oh, don't worry, I'm already taken. So it's like, yeah, you go ahead and look good and let all the other guys look at you, and she's gonna make sure that glare from her ring hits your eye.
Bing, bing.
because that's how I feel.
I'm also say that I will give Brandon that he's been out with like me and my girls and been the only guy like around where he's just like, I can't fight them all.
Like literally,
he legitimately has been out and been like, I can't fight. I mean, all
Cyrus
of them.
Has also been my like savior at one point. Like, yes. my birthday when I turned 26, Cyrus is the only guy there. And I was drunk out my ass and
dropping it low.
And Sheree like, is literally like, Cyrus, go take
and
her.
And I'm literally like this.
Cyrus,
I'm
go
only good
for
two. I can handle two dudes. After like, that, I'm she no
was
good.
On the she was giving her, getting
my,
her
my
life.
Knees
and I was
will
just
no
like,
longer allow me to be great.
I was
that's
just
the
like,
reason why
I was
you
like,
can't
can
color
you
your
handle with her.
If your knees hurt, you can't color your hair. That should be a rule.
Really?
That's not the rule.
His concern comes from experience.
What if I was an athlete? That's not fair. No, I don't believe that. But no, like, I understand that you want your wife to have at least, you know, the respectableness and everything like that. But that's not what we're, what I'm talking about is, like, if she wants to go out, like, do you support, more so, do you feel like you can be supportive of her still being someone outside of a mother and a wife? That's what we're talking
about. Yes, yes. And that's why I said I evolve, because me and Sheree have arguments, and it's like, I go out, why can't she? And so I was like, you know what, that is unfair. So it's more so the respect of, all right, I can go out. I can't be out. I can't go out till 2
all
in the
night, yeah.
2
yeah,
in the morning, like 2 can't. In the morning every weekend like
yeah,
I used to.
No.
Sometimes, hey, you got to come home.
Yeah.
And yes, but then
you
it's also.
Look, and sometimes you can't go out and just come home drunk off your ass because yes. We have a whole child like that's going to wake up and need us. Like both of us would need him.
And that kind of goes back to the whole, you're two independent people, but now you're two independent people with responsibilities.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, go out, have fun. As long as someone is covering the responsibilities, y'all can do whatever.
The other thing I want to touch on is, when you was talking about like the clothes and everything, I think it's different for men. Because when they get older, that's when they start wearing more shirts, ties, suits.
Look more dapper.
Mm,
but then that's that more appealing to the eye for females.
See, I don't, it's like for me, like when Richard dresses up, because he doesn't dress up that often. When he does, mm-hmm. I'm like proud. Like I'm like rejecting that. Like
yes.
I'm like, yeah, that one's mine.
Yes,
like
exactly.
That nice little suit.
When he get his suits on,
yeah.
Like,
and I want him to have that same feeling about me. So and I'm more inclined to wear tighter fitting clothing mm-hmm. and things
but
like
the,
that.
But
so I want him. Like I still want the reaction.
No,
like when we were dating.
Yeah,
I want
to be
know,
able
like,
to walk
like,
down the stairs or you know come into the room and you be like.
Hey now.
Damn.
All right.
But that's what I mean by it's the difference because we don't think about wearing suits and anything till we get older, whereas women, y'all already know to wear more tight-fitted clothing, show off your curves and everything. So
Men just have the privilege of looking better they get older.
They also have the privilege of looking like anything and still getting
still
women.
Getting women.
Like, we got to live a lot more. Like, I was going to say, it's
trust
not
me,
really.
A nice suit could cover up a lot of things.
Like, oh, hell. Women know.
I mean,
women
so does a hat and a beard, okay? Look, we already know.
Good like, beard. Will get you past a lot of things.
A beard, a hat, some sunglasses.
Oh
my Lord.
Thank you.
Lord.
So, we obviously talk all day because y'all are friends. But I do want to ask this one question because I think men and women have different takes on this.
That is a good question.
Is marriage what you thought it would be? When you were younger and you pictured what your marriage would be, is that your reality or did you have a different idea of what marriage was?
Obviously knowing that a lot of women like plan out their weddings and like they see
like
themselves.
We think about
like,
relationships.
You know, think about that. Y'all already know me and my Barbie, so no. But yes, like
yeah,
we,
your Barbies were clubbing.
Yeah, I know. But like but we women do at least think of wanting to be married and at
like,
least
I think
see
we think
that.
About being a wife more
yeah.
and what the type of wife we want to be.
Like, who's going to be, like, our friends when we're in high school or, like, elementary school, those are going to be our bridesmaids because
yeah,
so you like, just... So, thinking about being younger and you thought of marriage...
Cyrus is like, I didn't think of marriage.
Yeah, I was about to say, I definitely did not think about marriage.
So let's go to
is
college.
Is marriage what you thought it would be?
I didn't even think we'd be in a relationship. It's one of those things. How did we get here? Really, as guys, we'd be
so we're talking about even in college. You were like, even when you started dating.
How did somebody
like,
decide that they wanted to be with me?
Like,
like I, when I'm, we was going to get married, but it was like, how did we get to that? Well,
I'm actually in the same boat with Cyrus.
Both of their faces right now are like I don't know how to answer
this question. I don't know how to answer that question because I just
it looks like we asked him a question in another language.
I fell into it.
So we're just
10 years later, they've fallen into marriage.
So I have a follow up that might help. When you knew that you wanted to be married to the person you were with, like, you know, when you figured out, like, I want to be with this person, what in your head did that look like? I mean, just being together, like, and it could have been
the year y'all were getting married, right? So y'all are getting ready to walk down the aisle. Y'all have at this point decided you're getting married.
Like,
what did you think marriage look like?
Like, just continuation?
Just the same thing.
Literally. Where are we at now? Just continue on.
So it been like that?
Yes.
No.
Okay. No. Thank you. See, I was like, we have to ask the question.
No, like, how do we get to that question?
Like, I was like, see, men don't look at the, like, they're like, okay, once I got married. Oh, you mean like after? Oh, yeah, we were just going to continue to be, like, we were not married. We had the day of the wedding.
Now and we're married.
That's what we thought. So the same thing as last week is this week. So what ended up happening and how did y'all adjust?
Some of it is a lot of, there's a lot of arguing, a lot of fussing and fighting. It's a lot of tears, but a lot of growth, a lot of love.
A lot of adjustment.
A lot of adjustment. And then a lot of it is just like there's no plan. There's no playbook. Even people that's been married, they could tell you whatever advice they can. You're just winging it. And that's why every marriage is uniquely for everybody else. What works for you, I really don't. Whatever works for you and your relationship is going to work for you.
Actually say that a lot. Because there's a lot of, like, even when we look at celebrities and things like that, and they're like, oh, I can't believe it. And they're like, I can't judge another marriage. So, I mean, when you think of it like that, that is a very good idea to know that it does take a lot of adjustment. It does take a lot of time. But I have a question of that. When you said it takes a lot of adjustment, it takes a lot of time. You also, I think both of you also know that you're willing to put in that work.
Yes.
I knew I was committed very early on in the relationship. I knew I wanted to marry her very early on in the relationship. But I think that, like, I just never really thought about marriage, though.
It was just like,
This
will just keep going.
Let's just see how this rides out. And then
we're just going to ride this thing to the wheels. And then
Ashley hears this.
Yeah, and then...
This is one of those things. Yes. I was going out to 2 a.m. Yeah. Now we're married. Why are you still complaining? Why are you complaining now that I'm going out to 2 a.m?
Oh, no. He's lying.
My wife.
Oh, no, he's lying.
What has changed?
Might I call his bullshit? No. Because that's the same thing as when I was like, hold on. We used to do dates and all this little sweet things and everything.
You said, well, you got her now.
I got you now. So don't say that it was like, oh, we just planned a continuation. The same thing you did to get her is the same thing you need to continue to keep her.
Don't say that to guys, because you know why? We will set that bar low. We will set that bar low. And you think I'm...
Let's just put it like this. If you set the bar... If you set that bar low,
is where you got to keep it.
But if you set that bar low and you find someone who's happy with that low bar,
That's your person.
Then you found that person.
I don't think you're going to find many people with a low bar, though.
I mean, some people aren't as... they don't need as much
as others.
They don't
might not need as much, but just know that whatever you've done, that's how you got them.
I guess I do appreciate.
Did that satisfy your question?
Somewhat. I think it's very interesting that we had to ask that question like 5 different ways in order for y'all to understand it.
I knew as soon as, like, when I saw their face, I said, oh,
they were
gosh.
Very confused. They were like, we do not compute.
Like, legitimately, I was like, they're not, no.
I was like, what are they asking?
Like I said, I think women, we do have from very, or, and I, you know, I think it's just the dynamic of what men and women are taught. Like, we are taught at some point you're going to be a wife. Right. Like, we're not taught that independentness.
I think they would have gotten it better if we asked if your idea of fatherhood.
Yeah,
that is a good point because I feel like I'm the father that I always thought I would be.
And I've said this before. Richard had told me that he thought he was more prepared to be a father than to be a husband. And I think for most men, they can see themselves being a dad before they can see themselves being a partner.
Very much so.
That's why I said, like, no. they don't understand.
I think it also goes into the fact that men are not taught how to love and how to be in a relationship. And even when you see it, you're still not taught it. Like, when you have a father, you can see how to be a father, what they need to do and everything. You pick up on things. You can't do that with the relationship. So it's kind of, that's the difference.
Yeah. And I think women are taught the opposite. Like, we're taught, you know, how to be a wife and
or
what,
at least what, like, we see
how to be in a partnership. Like, what does being in a relationship mean? And
even
and
if
to
you're
go
a single parent, you see, like, what happened. Like, you're still talked about,
like,
in terms of,
to go back to what we were saying, women are conditioned to, you have to make these sacrifices in life. And so part of that, these are the sacrifices you make when you're in a relationship. These are the sacrifices you make when you have kids. And so from an early age, we're taught those types of things, mm-hmm. whereas men clearly like, are not.
Like, clearly men are just like, I mean, you have a baby, right? That's like, that's how we, our partnership is. We came together, had
y'all
a
child.
Y'all
were just so
like,
confused by that question.
And so I don't know if y'all understand, but like when we said father, they immediately
like,
yeah,
oh yeah,
yes,
you got it. Like,
because it's so, but like when you say sacrifice, like I know as a father when my son gets into after school activities.
See the fact that, but you have thought that far ahead.
That I know
your son is three, and you're like, okay, when my son is like 10. Or like you just said, when my son's a teenager and his mom is wearing certain things, like he's going to have to act like this because I'm going to teach him to think like that. You had no thoughts like that about being a husband.
Nah.
No. You're blowing my mind here.
That's what I said. This is news to me that y'all thought about how to be in a marriage. I thought we was just, both of us was making it together.
I just want to help y'all get to this place. I want to bring y'all there. Fuck with me here. When we are two independent women mm-hmm. who literally have opinions and have been on our own, mm-hmm. don't you think that it took some time for us to say, okay, we have to bring someone else in and not run their lives because we're used to doing something the way we like to do it? Like,
we cannot function without y'all.
Like, I love that. Yes. Thank you. And I think Richard has flat out said that if I die first, he's going to have to tell Stokely that he has to go as well because he's not going to know
not,
what to
I,
do.
I've told that straight. I cannot. You do whatever you need to help us, so I cannot do this alone. I cannot.
And that's like, and I'm sorry.
And that's when
that
we feel appreciated.
Best, that's the best appreciation.
I'm sorry.
We're sitting there like, I was like, I don't think he sees anything I do. And he's like, when we go away for a weekend, all of a sudden he's just like, I don't understand how you did this.
Yeah, no, that's true because, I mean, I wouldn't be where I am without her, ironically enough. My wife, ironically, even though we were separate or dating for so long, because like...
I think a lot of men say that, though.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Like, I think a lot of men would... And because my father-in-law has told me that about Richard. Like, he didn't... Like, he would have graduated college, maybe not in 4 years. Mm-hmm. Like, but because women are better at multitasking. Again, we can help y'all run your lives while simultaneously running ours.
Like, we can be on the side cheerleading, like, you can do this, baby. We got this. I believe in you. And you're like, all right, okay.
I just needed that little push. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're damn right. Like, I'm like, you know, I had to tell Brandon, I'm like, sweetie, you are literally one of the most dedicated people. Anything you put your mind to, you do. He's like, you're damn right, I do. Mm-hmm.
It's been plenty of times when I've been like, you know what, Sheree, I'm going to quit this job and everything. You'd be like, you can't quit this job because you have a son and you got a child.
No, I was like, so like, have you, like, I remember asking, like, I remember calling and being like,
do you want to, or have you?
Like, I remember being like, he's like, I'm done. I can't take this. And I was like, hold on, wait. Okay, so let me just be clear. Did you quit? I wrote up my resume. Did you hand it in? And he's like, no, I'm done. I was like, hold on. I understand
and
being
and that's
done.
What you do. Well, like, babe, I love you.
I do.
And you know I'm gonna support you, but why don't we think this through?
Jobs, like, have you done some job interview? I'm doing it, so let's get your resume together. That's a better idea.
That's interesting because of course I'm in a different field, but in my field, my wife is my number one cheerleader. My wife is saying, know your worth. If you don't feel like they're treating you good, find another job with a bigger rate and do better. Like,
No. We saying the same thing, but the difference is he was really upset. And I was like, hey.
Like, we got to bring you back from the ledge. We got
to
bring
you. I support you finding it. I also want you to understand that we have, like, a life that, like, bills don't stop because I'm pissed.
That's true.
Like, my emotions can't run my...
And I do the same thing with Richard. Like, he switched police agencies. And when he did, he took a huge pay cut. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, I got you. Like, whatever. If that makes you happy, then yeah, that's what I'm here for.
Here's the plan. But then we...
Yeah, we got to readjust.
Similarly, like, yeah. Brandon went back to school because he's in school, like, getting another degree that is not...
Because he's
like,
really smart.
He really likes to go to school. But he's doing school.
And let him.
Like, no, he really...
There's nothing wrong with education.
There's nothing wrong with education. I do, too. But, jeez. Like, he likes to do just classes and stuff. So, he's
professional
doing
student.
Yes. I mean I'm sure.
I did take 2 red shirt years to graduate from college, so you know.
There we go. But no, like, even when he's doing that, I'm like, you can do whatever you need to do. Like, let me know. And I tell him all the time, let me know what I need to do, because I'm not going to always recognize when you need a break or when you need to really focus, because we have a whole child and like, I need a break too. So let me know what your schedule is that you need, and I can help you get there. Like, don't ever feel like you can't say, I need to focus and I can't with him. Oh, you need us to go? Because, you know, if you need us to go, I can take him. Like, let's go. Mm-hmm. And, like, it takes that moment. So, yes.
I'm glad that y'all somewhat got to the point of the question, though. Because it took y'all a little bit to understand that. So, I just want to thank y'all so much for being on the show again. I really appreciate it.
Anytime.
If you are listening and we have piqued your curiosity about other questions that you would like to ask some husbands, feel free. piqued. Peaked.
Man, this Good Luck Cellars wine is really hitting the spot.
It may be only 11.9, but...
Your interest.
I was like, wait, what?
Sheree's a hater right now. if we have piqued your interest about other questions to ask husbands, we would love to hear from you. I'm sure there's a conversation happening right now on Instagram. You can always email us at hello@swirlandsaidpodcast.com. Make sure, if you haven't already, rate, review, and subscribe. But the important part is the reviewing and the rating, because that's what helps other people find the podcast.
Let people know you love us.
Yes, let people know you love us, because we know y'all are so strong for us on Instagram. But it helps other people find the podcast. So make sure you rate and review and subscribe. You can follow us on all of the major platforms. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify. Alexa plays us. And I also think we're also on the Amazon Podcast now. They just came out with their stuff. So I think we're on there too. We are trying to.
They're the famous people I work with.
Thank you so much for being on the show. And just make sure you have your wine glasses ready for next week's episode.
Bye.